President Bush says the concept of religious freedom and individual rights is expanding in every region of the world except one.
In the Middle East, we have seen instead the rise of a group of extremists who seek to use religion as a path to power and a means of domination. The self-appointed vanguard presumes to speak for Muslims. They do not.
The president says extremists falsely claim that America is at war with Muslims when he says it's radicals who are Islam's true enemies by attacking religious shrines in hopes of dividing Shiite from Sunni. Mr. Bush spoke at a ceremony marking the 50th anniversary of the Islamic Center of Washington. The president first visited that mosque 6 days after the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, to denounce reprisals against Muslim Americans. On Wednesday, Mr. Bush said he's working to encourage democracy in the Middle East, not as a plan imposed from outside, but as something that he says is being seized by the people of the region themselves.
Millions seek a path to the future where they can say what they think, travel where they wish, and worship as they choose. They plead in silence for their liberty, and they hope someone somewhere will answer.
The president says elections in Afghanistan and Iraq are important milestones on the path to democracy, but he says the struggle does not end there.
We say to those who yearn for freedom from Damascus to Tehran, you're not bound forever by your misery. You plead in silence no longer. The free world hears you. You're not alone. America offers you its hand in friendship.
At the ceremony, President Bush announced that he'll name the first U.S. envoy to the Organization of the Islamic Conference, a group based in Saudi Arabia that represents 57 Islamic states and territories. Mr. Bush says that person, who he did not name, will listen to and learn from representatives of Muslim states while sharing with them America's views and values. He calls this an opportunity for Americans to demonstrate respectful dialogue and continued friendship with Muslim communities. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.